Please join with me in our call to worship, which are words from 1 Peter chapter 2. Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example so that we should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, we have been healed, for we were going astray like sheep, but now we have returned to the shepherd and guardian of our souls.